The evening of professional esteem, EPE, is one of four events that we do every quarter, managed by the African Professional of Australia. And the topic of discussion for this event is usually derived from the feedback that we get from our guests and members. So every time we hold an event, we would provide our guests with an opportunity to tell us what they would like to hear in the future events. And what we would normally do is the executive team would meet and discuss which topics are relevant to our members and to the audience. And diversity was one of the topics that keep coming up every time we're collecting feedback. And we felt it's fairly a relevant thing of discussion because it's the buzzword of the moment. Most organizations are talking about diversity. So we felt it would be an opportune time for us to discuss this. And we have lined up a very impressive list of professionals who are going to come and talk about it.
Can you tell me whether your organization's members have personally had issues or problems with workplace inclusion and diversity? Or you just want to discuss it?
There hasn't been a specific issues of note, but I'm sure most of our members have faced issues trying to break into organization, whether in terms of career progression or not. It is an issue that spans wider than just the African community and wider than just the multicultural community. It spans into gender, etc. So we think, whilst I don't have a specific example that I can give you now, we think that most of us have gone through an issue, so to speak. So we think, these sort of forums are important to discuss them openly and frankly. And I, for one, am looking forward to it. I'm sure there will be a lot of lessons learned.
What would workplace inclusion and diversity bring to a specific organization, a company, or even to the national economy?
I think diversity is the word. I mean, it's a term that is loosely kind of banded out. And from my perspective, I think, in most organizations, diversity is limited to gender only. And I think that it's important to widen that net and include all type of diversity, be it cultural, etc. And to answer your question, I think a company can get more benefit out of tapping into diversity by, tapping into the wealth of different cultures, different experiences. People, most organizations these days and with technology, have people working from all walks of life from different cultures. And really, it will be remiss of any organization not to tap into that experiences and best practices just for being, closed-minded, so to speak, for lack of a better word. So I think any organization can benefit a lot from, being more diverse by promoting people of different diversity, gender diversity, cultural diversity into leadership roles. And as a result, the entire government, the economy, as you mentioned, would benefit from that. I think the benefit probably outweighs the lack of it, if you ask me.
You are the Vice President of African Professionals Australia. What is APA? What is it and who can join?
The organization has been around for 10 years. It was originally started to provide a platform for African professionals who lived in Australia as a networking sort of platform, as a platform where we African professionals could exchange ideas and provide each other support. But with the African community growing, certainly here in New South Wales, we kind of now looking into providing mentorship and nurturing, the younger generation who are looking into getting into different professionals and also aspiring young professionals who are new to their professions and they want to break into new professions, and just to provide that support, because in our team here in New South Wales, we have quite a wealth of experience in our different disciplines. We have in our executive team, we have a cross-section of, people from all walks of life, different sectors, finance, banking, government, with a lot of experience in our field. So I think we are well positioned to provide support to the younger generation or the younger kids who are going into tertiary education, etc., by using our own examples to provide them the support and to tell them that, you know, there's the light at the end of the tunnel. It's not all doom and gloom, because quite frankly, every time you read news and, you know, you watch television, it's all bad news. And to be frank, you know, the African community of late have been painted in negatively because of incidents that happen here and there. The payoff for us is when we see people come to these events, for example, and they come to you and you can see that, you know, the message that they're getting is resonating with them. I think for us, it gives us the motivation to keep going.
Every African young professional can join this organization, is that right?
Absolutely. And not just Africans. I mean, we have what we call Friends of Africans. So there are non-Africans that are also members of our organization.
This event is being hosted by the Center for Business and Social Innovation at UTS Business School. And I believe you are hoping to get some of the uni students to attend. I'm just getting a bit curious, but is workplace inclusion and diversity, or the lack of it, a bigger problem for migrants?
I wouldn't call it a bigger problem, but I would say it is a stumbling block for migrants. It is a challenge for newcomers to this country to break it into the cultural norm, so to speak, of Australia. And it's important for them to be aware of this sort of diversity, but also equally also for Australians to also be aware of the opportunities that are out there in embracing diversity. So it's a two-way traffic, so to speak. So I think it's equally as important for the migrants as it is for Australians and for organizations that are Australian organizations to be able to compete internationally. They need to be able to embrace this culture. And then I think Africans and African professionals that I've met in this country have a lot to offer. But quite frankly, more often than not, the opportunities are hindered because of a superficial roadblock.
I think there are two main speakers at the event. Can you briefly introduce us to them?
So our keynote speaker is Dr. Helen Liu. She is a senior lecturer at UTS Graduate Business School. She is what you would call a critical leadership scholar, and she has done quite a lot of research in that field. And particularly, she's done a lot of research into the imperialist, capitalist, patriarchy sort of leadership, which is, you know, the male Caucasian-dominated sort of leadership that we see more often than not. So she's going to talk about that, but more fittingly, which is something that I'm also looking forward to listen to, she's going to be talking about the role of Black or African intellectualism and how that can teach us about leadership. So she's going to talk that through a historical perspective of African intellectualism, which I think is very fitting in what we're trying to do. We also have a panel which is made up of bankers.
Tell us about the date, the venue, and the time for this event.
It's on the 27th of April, 2017, and between 6 and 8 p.m. And the venue is the UTS Graduate Business School, Level 5, and the address is 14 Altimer Road,